Hey, welcome back. You're watching the lineup on OTN. I'm Will, joined by Alex and Alex. Alex Squared. Well, guys, some NBA play-in action. Okay, we got the Warriors playing the Suns and the Magic taking on the Hornets. So, guys, who do you have in those matchups?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say that the NBA regular season doesn't matter. These games are undoubtedly important. Win and get into the playoffs. Let's start with the Hornets versus the Magic. For the Hornets, Con Knuppel really struggled in that first play-in game, but Brandon Miller, LaMelo Ball step up and bring them into this one. And on the other side, the Magic lose to the 76ers. They shoot under 40%, but I think they'll step it up in this one. I think Banchero, Suggs will step up and take this one, get into the playoffs and face the Pistons.
Yeah, look, I'm taking the Hornets. I think that Con did struggle, of course, but I think this is good for him. He's learning the atmosphere. He's learning the environment. I think he's really going to show up in this game. I'm riding with him, and I'm also riding with LaMelo Ball as well. I mean, it's a hard guy to kind of deny in there. So I'm going to take the Hornets over the Magic.
Yeah, if Knuppel struggles again, they're going to need Brandon Miller to step up. His last two games against this opponent, 25-20. And I think, guys, this is just who gets to get swept by the Pistons.
Pretty much. And then in terms of teams to watch, are there any that y'all are looking out for in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, the Pistons are obviously going to be very interesting. Obviously, they are the number one, but it's a really big like front heavy over in the East with the Celtics and the Knicks and the Cavaliers as well. I think we'll see how far the Pistons actually go because I don't really have them going that far. I think they're going to get out of the first round, and then they're going to have a tougher matchup and actually face off against a monster who's been in the playoffs and actually knows what that atmosphere is like.
Yeah, I think there are some fascinating matchups in the Western Conference. You have LeBron versus KD, but how about this last play-in game in the Western Conference? Steph Curry and Draymond fighting for potentially their last time to compete in the playoffs. Now, granted, the Thunder loom, so we'll see how far that run can go. And on the other side for the Suns, Dylan Brooks hates the Warriors, didn't shake their hands as a member of the Rockets after that Game 7 loss. I think Steph Curry might just be too good. 35 points, he still has enough, I think, to carry them into the playoffs.
And do you think this Warriors team is a team that could go and upset some guys out here?
I mean, you're talking about Stephen Curry, you're talking about the Warriors. Anything can absolutely happen. You mentioned 35 points in that last game. I think they're going to have actually a relatively easy ride getting into the playoffs. I think they're going to dominate in tonight's matchup. But in terms of how far they're going to go, I just still think that the lights are going to be too bright. It's OKC. That's a hard team to take down.
Yeah, the Suns would be the first team in NBA history to enter as the 7 seed and lose both at home. So I think that's an interesting nugget to watch out for. Speaking of Nuggets, how about the Denver Nuggets? Nikola Jokic, obviously they have a very tough first-round matchup with the Timberwolves. They've been so even the last two seasons. They've eliminated each other. Anthony Edwards, obviously, can carry a team to a championship. Not obviously, we haven't seen it yet, but I believe he can. Jokic has done it. I think that's a very interesting series to see who gets out of that one.
Yeah, I think if I'm watching TV right now, that is what I'm putting on my screen right there. I want to see Ant and I want to see Nikola Jokic. I want to see that matchup. You mentioned the back and forth over the last couple of years. I think I'm going to go with experience here. I think I'm going to go with Jokic in this one, but it's going to be a great match.
Yeah, it makes me sad watching Rudy Gobert try to guard Jokic, and I think that trend will continue and the Nuggets will move on.
Y'all touched on it a little bit before. You know, one of the most fun shows to watch, the Lake Show. You only have LeBron, Austin Reeves, Luka Doncic could be out for the series. Is that one to watch? Could LeBron go packing soon? What do you guys think is going to happen there?
I think it'll be fun to watch, no doubt. I mean, you mentioned the Lakers are always must-see TV, especially with LeBron and potentially his swan song. But I think it doesn't matter. Like, him and KD can battle all they want. None of them are making much noise in that Western Conference. It's too loaded at the top.
I have to agree with you there. I mean, I think it's going to be a fun matchup to watch, obviously. Two good squads, but at the end of the day, you got a big dog in the OKC, the Thunder, and I think they're the team that's going to come out of the West.
And I think if the Thunder are the big dog, Alex, then there's a little puppy chirping at their heels, and that's the San Antonio Spurs. No playoff experience, really. There's times where they're going to field a lineup of five where none of them have ever played in the playoffs. Wemby, it's his first time in the big show. But I think the Spurs team is good enough, and they seem to have that edge over the Thunder. They beat them 4 or 5 times this season and 3 times by double digits. So I think that this is a Spurs team that we really need to watch out for.
Flipping over to the East, you've got the Pistons as the one and then the Celtics as the two. Guys, is there anything in the East that you're looking at that maybe, upset alert? Can we see a non-1 seed going all the way?
I mean, I have to be a little bit biased here. The Celtics are my team, and I do think that they are going to make it through. I don't know how much of an upset I'd call it. It's still the Boston Celtics. Played most of the year without Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown was absolutely phenomenal throughout the year. But I think that this Celtics team this year, having the experience of not playing with their number one guy and still doing so well in the regular season, I think they're going to dominate in the playoffs. And in terms of the Knicks and the Cavs, I actually favor more so the Cavs than I do the Knicks. I do like the Knicks, don't get me wrong. I think they're a good team that can go far. When I just look at that team, though, I just don't see an inspiring team that actually goes far in the playoffs. I mean, again, they haven't won in so long, and they really don't make that much noise in the playoffs. They maybe get to the second or third round, but that's really all she wrote for them.
Yeah, the Knicks would have to get past their arch enemy, it seems, in New York, Trae Young, to make some noise. But it does seem like the Celtics are still the top dog, especially with Tatum coming back. And if the winner of the East does meet the Thunder, we've seen a new NBA champion each of the last 7 years. So I think that it might be time for the East to take back the crown.
Yeah.
The East has had a lot of defense this year, whereas the West is a lot more offensive fireworks. Are there any side on the East that you guys are looking at for something that could be interesting, an interesting matchup maybe in particular?
I mean, yeah, how about those Pistons? I feel like you kind of wrote them out a little bit. But with Cade Cunningham, I mean, I think they can take down anyone. Jalen Duren, Auster Thompson, they have a good squad. They're young, and they play with such intensity, great defensive presence, that I think they can hang with the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that that will be a matchup that we'll see down the line. Writing them off early, more so as in I just don't think they're going to get to the finals, but I think they're going to have a good playoff run here, and I think it'll be a really amazing matchup if we see that one too.
And the Celtics, so they would have to go through the Knicks and then the Pistons in the conference finals. So it won't be a cakewalk for the Celtics, but I agree with you. I think that we'll see them in the NBA finals.
Before we get to your finals picks, are there any players that you guys are looking at that you think could take over?
I mean, again, this guy was good all season. I like looking at Jaylen Brown. Of course, he has Jason Tatum on his side, but he was really dominant all season. Shined when he needed to. But then also, we talked a little bit about him earlier, but Cade Cunningham, I think he's going to be a spectacular player in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I mentioned him a little bit earlier. I think Anthony Edwards, this is his time. If the Timberwolves don't get out of that first-round series against the Nuggets, the Timberwolves are going to blow up the core. This is not going to be the same team. Obviously, they'll keep Anthony Edwards. But he needs to show up if he wants to stick with this group and prove that this group can win in the playoffs. He's going to need to make a deep run.
All right, so who's going to be winning in the playoffs then? Who are your finals predictions?
Yeah, I think that the Celtics will get out of the East, and I think the Thunder will fall in a 7-game series in one of the best series we'll ever see to the San Antonio Spurs. And I think Wemby, in his first playoff run, I think he'll get it done. He'll take down the Celtics.
I'm right with you there, except I'm going to flip the script a little bit. It is going to go 7 in the West, but it's going to go for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think a lot of fans want to see OKC in Boston. I mean, of course, if you're not in the playoffs, you want to see that. But I think it's going to be OKC in Boston. They played 2 times this year. They flipped on both sides of things. Out in Boston, Boston took it over in OKC. OKC took it, and I think that would be an amazing series. It would 100% go 7, though.
And I think, without a doubt, no matter who it is, these conference finals and finals, especially these first-round matchups, are must-see as well. But especially when we get down the line, it's going to be every night, heavyweight versus heavyweight. That's going to be really fun to watch.
So you think the Celtics are coming out of the East? You think OKC's coming out of the West? Those, I think, are the two current favorites as it stands, even though the Celtics aren't the one seed. You guys don't think there's any room for upset? Or no, you said the Spurs, rather. You said the Spurs. So you think the Spurs can take them down?
Yeah, and I think there is room for upset. I could see Denver getting out of it. I could see in the East, I could see the Pistons making a run to the finals. I'm not sure if they're quite ready to win the championship. The Knicks, maybe Mike Brown replacing Tom Thibodeau. They've been a brand new team. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to see some familiar faces in the Celtics. And I could see the Thunder. I mean, it's very hard to pick against them. They're a juggernaut dynasty waiting to happen. But I think that, yeah, we'll see some of the same teams come the end.
I could definitely see a little bit more movement going on in the West versus the East. I think when you look at the West, there's a couple teams who have been there before. We talk about the Nuggets. I mean, that's a team that could be incredible. We talk about the Timberwolves, too, with that. Again, those are some teams that have the experience, and I really want to see if they can make a run. I just think that in the East, we're really just looking at one of two teams in the Pistons or the Celtics, and I just don't have enough faith in the Knicks. I've seen too much New York sports, and I never am confident about it.
And I'd like to see the trend continue. I'd like to see, for the 8th straight year, a new team hoist the Larry O'Brien. So hopefully the Thunder aren't the ones to do it.
It's always fun when you get some good basketball this time of year, right after March Madness, and you get some good pro hoops. All right, well, coming up after the break, we're talking some NFL draft, so stick around.